9/24. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Kevin Winter. Week and a half left to go to Major League Baseball's regular season. The Milwaukee Brewers with a win tonight in Pittsburgh will be able to pull even with the Colorado Rockies in the race for the number two wild card spot in the National League. Giants this afternoon, a 4-0 victory over Colorado. So Milwaukee will go into Pittsburgh this hour looking to pull in a dead heat with the Colorado Rockies for the number two wild card spot. Arizona still holds the number one wild card position. On ESPN, a middle game of a tripleheader about to begin at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. The Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Boston begins the night a magic number of two to clinch a postseason berth. Magic number is still sitting at nine to clinch the American League East. Red Sox have Chris Sale on the mound. Earlier this afternoon, the Yankees trailed 3-0 in the third to the Minnesota Twins. Aaron Judge hit his 45th home run of the season. Two-run shot. Next up is Gary Sanchez.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep center. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone into Monument Park. He is the Sanchino. Oh, that Gary is scary. And Sanchez and Judge hit home runs. The back-to-back. And a belly-to-belly.
John Sterling, WFAN, Yanks an 11-3 win. Giancarlo Stanton hits home run number 56 on the season. Marlins 9-2 over the New York Mets. Patriots' Rob Gronkowski was out in the practice field today, but officially listed as still did not participate.
The Cubs travel to Milwaukee for a critical four-game series. It all begins tomorrow at 7:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Presented by GNC.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, get any 5 quarts of Valvoline Premium Conventional Oil and an STP filter for $24.99 or an extended life filter for $2 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
One Xfinity driver has Big Mo on his side entering the playoffs by beating the Cup guys.
I'm in the best position I've ever been in.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
There are a few things in life you can always count on. Your toast will fall jam side down.
Oh, man!
It'll sprinkle just after you wash the car.
Seriously?
You'll fall sick on your day off.
Of course.
And the biggest one, you'll get a flat tire at the worst possible time. But there is something else that you can always count on. Fix-A-Flat. Fix-A-Flat is the quickest, easiest, and affordable way to get off the side of the road safely when a flat tire happens. Found in the yellow can, Fix-A-Flat is the trusted household name that people have been relying on for nearly 50 years. Count on Fix-A-Flat. Just connect, inflate, and go.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough. And sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Justin Allgaier notched his second win of the season Saturday at his home track in Chicago, driving by Cup regulars to do it. And he rolls into the playoffs at Kentucky Speedway this weekend with a ton of momentum on his side as he eyes the big prize in the season finale at Homestead Miami Speedway.
Obviously, we all talk about Homestead, and we all want to win at Homestead, but there's a lot of races between now and Homestead, and we have to do our job perfectly to be able to even get there. And so for us, You know, this was huge. I really do think that this was the momentum that we needed.
Allgaier was a guest on MRN Motorsports Monday. Catch the full show on YouTube or at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
We all want to win at Homestead, don't we, texters? 319-366-1600. Welcome back in. Hour number three of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. All three frequencies at the moment, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, where we will be on Friday for another KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa. On 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency, it is KGYM. And boy, great program on the way for you. Tomorrow we'll be talking a little Penn State football. And Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com is set to be with us as well. We'll talk about Iowa State and the Cyclones' preparations for Texas and the Big 12 opener. Thursday also means would ya tomorrow. So plenty to get to as well. 319-366-1600. Twitter desperately needs an edit function because I tried asking earlier. We were talking in hour number one about, does it automatically make you a loser if you go to the movies or a restaurant or to a sporting event by yourself alone? Does that automatically make you a loser? And I put the Twitter poll up. And then the next thing I know, people are pointing out to me that I typed along instead of alone. And now I can't go back and edit it, so I have to either, would have deleted the poll, but people had already voted in it, or I just leave the typo up, and then I look like an idiot.
You don't want to skew the data, so...
Right, it's very extremely important not to skew the data. So the poll is up on my Twitter page, at Todd Brummelkamp. Excuse the typo, as if the people pointing out the typo have never made mistakes in their lives online. Does it automatically make somebody a loser if they do things by themselves? We're talking about it partly because of the fact that there were so many tickets remaining for Penn State and Iowa this weekend, and the fact that you're not just buying one ticket when you're going to an athletic event. You're normally buying two, four, depending on how many are either in your family or in your party. That's basically where everything blossomed from that discussion today. And then from there, we meandered down the road to another off-topic subject. What's the craziest thing that somebody that you know believes? Sammy Watkins, now of the Los Angeles Rams, believes that the earth is flat. He's got a partner in Kyrie Irving in the NBA. And we got some good responses on the text line today. 366-1600. Now, speaking of the NBA, haven't talked about this much at all, but what do you think about the story with Kevin Durant? Because ESPN, the national ESPN shows, have eaten this up. Of course they have, because it's an NBA subject, and it has to do with one of the best players in the NBA. But Kevin Durant apparently went all Skip Bayless on social media. That's what I call it, because Skip Bayless was famously caught commenting on one of his comments, but he had forgotten to log out into whatever dummy account Skip Bayless uses to make it sound like he's got more people. That's fastest growing. The easiest way to be the fastest growing sports talk show in the country is to have a number of fake accounts pretending that you're watching or listening. And Skip Bayless, I love the new show on FS1, Skip. And it was him. Durant commented on his own Facebook page, but he did it under his own account, but he was talking in the third person, and it made it sound as if he thought he was logged in under another account, just an anonymous person online defending Kevin Durant.
And then he admitted to...
And he owned it.
He admitted... Did he admit the fact that there were other accounts out there that he commented on?
I believe
under a disguise.
So. Yes, I believe he admitted to being, and there's really no other way to put this. He admitted to being so thin-skinned that he not only reads what other people say about him online, but he has dummy accounts where he then goes out and defends himself against the haters. You want to talk? Look,
it's hard for me to imagine because I hear all people all the time. You're a high profile professional athlete. Why are you reading the comment section? Why are you listening to what people say? And pretty much everybody that says that, and I've been caught a time or two saying something like that, and I'm included in this boat. Pretty much everybody that says that doesn't get that kind of hate mail, doesn't get that kind of response on pretty much anything that they say or do, or scrutiny on anything that they say or do. So I have to imagine, if I was in his position, I would probably read a lot of the things that were said about me. There's
Why?
No way of getting around it.
Why?
It's hard not to. And I fall down this rabbit hole all the time when I read the comments section, and I do. And it just makes me angry. And then I step back and say, why are you doing that? You're the one getting punked here.
So, what comment section are you reading?
Not necessarily comment section, but just the reply.
Never read the comments.
The replies on Twitter.
Oh.
Under Twitter. Pretty much anything that any high-profile person...
Oh, I thought you were talking about your own account. Like,
no,
people were coming at you, and I was
no,
like, wow.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't have that kind of response. I'm not that type of public figure to where I get that type of response, so it's hard for me to imagine what it would be like if I would tweet something. Let's just say I tweet something where I have this... I'm saying the most positive thing... The least controversial thing that I could possibly say. Somebody at that level will get responses of hate, like big time hate. And I can't imagine what that would be like.
But when you're in that position, you don't have to look like, so I've got a handful of followers on Twitter. And people either follow me because I write about the Hawkeyes, talk about the Hawkeyes. I have a number of people who follow me because I comment on things related to the Chicago Cubs, whatever. And some people follow me because I guess I'm a local celebrity, which is about as low. If there's something beyond the D list, that's the list that I would be on. But even I get occasionally... 1, 2, 3 replies. And, you know, the notifications go to your phone, and I usually have a pretty good idea if I have tiptoed into hot takery that, I'm going to upset somebody here. And a case in point, great example. I made a joke to Greg Morris, who is one of the Iowa equipment guys, with regard to making sure that the locker room door was locked in Ames. When Iowa was over there a couple Fridays ago, he had tweeted out a picture that the equipment room was all set up. Now, the comment, there was a joke between two people who know one another because the locker room got broken into a number of years ago. Now, I guess it was an Iowa fan that broke into the locker. It could have been an Alabama fan. It could have been a Green Martian. I don't care who broke into the locker room. The joke was that it happened, and I was mentioning, make sure that the door is locked. And wouldn't you know it, only one idiot said something to me and took offense to it. Everybody else liked it and laughed it off, even some Iowa State fans, because there was no malicious intent behind it. And then Iowa beat Iowa State 44-41. And all of a sudden, during the post game, I noticed just out of the blue, like 4 or 5 notifications on my Twitter account. Like, okay, oh, what's this all about? And wham. Angry fans looking for any outlet to vent their frustration, and they found that particular tweet. My point being, I am a nobody, and I can ignore 2 or 3 people. I can read it. I can choose to let it eat at me or move on, which I clearly have, as I'm referencing it 2.5 weeks later. He gets probably thousands of replies and responses. So just turn off, or you can't even keep up with them. So don't even pay attention to
them. That's true. See, like you said, I'll get two or three, and maybe four a year.
And then remind yourself that you are Scrooge McDuck rich. And if you wanted to, you could go home and swim in a vault of money while these other people are trying to make themselves happy or happier, because a lot of people are very miserable online, and they're trying to make themselves happy by going out and tearing down people who are better looking than them or more successful than them in life or have more money in their bank account. It just doesn't matter. The type of people that go and comment on things negatively online are generally unhappy, unsuccessful losers. And whatever it takes to make them feel better about themselves, more power to you, I guess. But you don't, as a successful NBA athlete like Durant, you don't have to pay any attention to those people if you don't want to. He's so thin-skinned that he can't just let people say negative things about him. He's got to have at least one account where he pretends to be somebody else who goes in and then stands up for himself, and he winds up taking a shot at Billy Donovan, his former coach, and his former teammates, and oops, he didn't do it anonymously. He did it on his own account. I think it's funny. I really do, but if I were him, and it's easy for me to sit here and say this because I very rarely ever upset people to the point where I'm getting a deluge of responses, but if I'm him, the @s on Twitter are the last thing that I'm worrying about in life, man. I am going home in my Bentley or Rolls Royce or whatever the hell it is that he drives to my 25-bedroom house, and I'm hitting the pillow at night, and the last thing that I'm losing any sleep over is the fact that, you know, some anonymous person on Twitter is saying something about me and how I'm not a good basketball player. Okay, not losing any sleep over it. But and you're talking to somebody here whose Twitter avatar is a Bitmoji of a cartoon that is about a 40% semblance of myself holding a coffee mug that says, "I hate myself." You can't come at me. I don't care. No, if you don't like me, big blanking deal, because guess who doesn't like me more than you do? Me. It's been that way my whole life. I have no self-esteem whatsoever, and I've hated myself. I know there are days when I get out of bed, I don't even want to look in the mirror at myself. So if I say something that upsets you or you think is dumb or stupid and you want to come at me on Twitter for it, go ahead. I'll cut you off at the pass. Because no one dislikes me and thinks I say stupid things more than I do. And I get paid for it. God bless America.
So Kevin Durant just needs to grow thicker skin. Moral of the story?
Yes. Good God, do you know how successful... Look, Kevin, if you're listening to the program, and I know that you're not.
Thank you, Stephen A. Smith.
If you need me to prop you up, man, you are one of the best basketball players in the country. You are rich. You could go anywhere that you wanted to. If you wanted to check out and just go on vacation for like a month, as long as the NBA season went, you could just go unplug, go anywhere you want, take anyone you want with you, probably date the most beautiful women. I don't know whether he's married or not. Assuming he's single.
I think he's single.
Most NBA players should be single. That's no indictment on marriage, but if you're a professional athlete, I think it behooves you to remain single for as long as possible, as Derek Jeter did. I'm no fan of Derek Jeter, but the one thing that he probably did right was to stay single all throughout his career. He didn't marry Hannah Davis until after he retired. It blows my mind that somebody that successful and that good at what they do worries about what somebody who sits in their basement and plays Call of Duty and drinks Mountain Dew all day, what they have to say about them online. Like, wow, dude, somebody has a lower opinion of themselves than I do of me, and that amazes me.
And it's interesting because he's on the same team as Draymond Green, who pretty much everything that he says is meant to spark those type of, to trigger, for lack of a better word, those type of people. And he really, I can't imagine somebody in the NBA not caring about what other people think more than Draymond Green. Maybe that's why he joined that team.
I'm just, it's one of these things where sometimes I think to myself, okay, we're out of things to talk about. Like, it just, what do you do when you've exhausted all the topics in the sports world? You can't possibly have anything stupider to come along to talk about. And then you've got this guy who's rich and successful, and you think, man, how many of you, and here's what it boils down to. I think a lot of us would trade places with somebody like that in a heartbeat, because most of us have this misguided or misconstrued feeling that money can solve all your problems. Money can make you happy. And this is clearly, I think, a case to prove that that's not true, because he's got millions of dollars. You would think that, okay, what's the worst thing that could happen when you've got all this money and all this success and fame and glory and everything? There's no possible way that you can have some of the same insecurities and hang-ups that the rest of us do. The ham and eggers of the world. I made that reference the other day with the passing of Bobby Heenan. Ham and eggers. The regular Joes. Guys who are working 40 hours a week, which I identify with. I really do. And it's almost, I guess, endearing when you stop and think about it, that somebody in his position is just like you and me in the fact that they have some of the same worries. Like, it's high school. You never wind up leaving high school is basically what this proves. You never wind up leaving the hang-ups and the insecurities of being like 15 years old behind. Doesn't matter how much money you have, doesn't matter where you move to, how far away from those people you get. It's always there in the back of everybody's head, right? I mean, I don't think there's a single person out there that would willingly go back and relive their high school days. Not for all the money in the world, right?
Not me.
When I think about what that experience was like. And it's funny because I've got a good group of friends from high school, and we get together once a year and hang out and tell stories about the glory days when we were all a bunch of loser virgins driving around DeWitt in the back of Mike's Toyota. And the funny thing is, you think, okay, I was the only guy who had feelings like this or whatever. And then you realize, no, it sucks for everybody. With the exception of maybe one or two people.
And you don't realize how much it sucks until you go to college and see the rest of the world.
Well, and then, yeah, college, you think, hey, man, fresh start. It's going to be great. And then some people get to college and no, it's an extension of high school. Fresh start with a new group of people who have some of the same characteristics and traits as the people that you hated in high school. Except now you're paying several thousand dollars for the experience. 319-366-1600. I don't know how we got down if we talked about Kevin Durant, and then that led me to relive some of the horrors of high school and the insecurities that come with it. But that's basically what this is. He's a very successful adult man who proved to the world by doing this that he has a ton of insecurities and has probably had them since he was in sixth grade. Here's the one thing that I'm really glad I never had to deal with in high school. I cannot imagine being a kid in this day and age where you are in middle school or high school and you've got social media and all of the other platforms and you know, if you were getting picked on or bullied at school back in my day, 20, 25 years ago, you got to go home at night and you didn't have to worry about it again until 8 a.m. the next morning when you got off the bus and then that feeling of dread or whatever hit you in the pit of your stomach. Kids nowadays, they can't unplug. You know, they go home at night and there's, you know, I'm going to make myself feel old here because I'm going to say Facebook, and I don't think kids use Facebook anymore. I think Facebook has become that communication tool for people who are my age, the 30 and over crowd. But whatever app they're on, Snapchat, and then Snapchat won't be cool and they'll move on to something else. And you just, there's no escaping it. It blows my mind. And then you look and see there's Kevin Durant and the guy just can't unplug and get away from it. No amount of money can make an unhappy person happy. I remember when, I can say his name, even though he's on another network, Colin Cowherd, when he was on ESPN, had a statistic that $77,000, that was the magic number. People who made more than $77,000 were not any happier or less happy than people who made $77,000. So if you had $2 million and you made $77,000, you'd be just as happy. Money doesn't...
Same amount of happiness above $77,000.
Yeah, yeah. That was the line of demarcation. Up until $77,000, yeah, okay, you could probably... Things could probably be a little bit better for you. $77,000 and beyond, money didn't change anything for those people.
So, like, we're talking about millionaires and billionaires,
yep,
too.
Yep.
$77,000, same thing. Same
generally speaking, those people had the same amount of happiness as somebody who was out there working a job that paid him $77,000. And I'm like a lot of you folks, I would love to know what that feeling was like. $77,000? You ain't going to make it sitting behind a microphone. I can tell you that much. 626. Sorry to ruin that for you, Alex and Kyle. You can work at this a long time. You ain't going to sniff that type of money. Believe me. Unless we all win the Powerball. I saw this story. This lady won. She didn't win the major Powerball prize, but she won something like $1.3 million.
I'll take that.
Been playing the same numbers for 30 years. Finally hit for her. Can you imagine... Can you imagine the 1 week where you forget to buy the ticket and you sit at home and you're watching the drawing?
Oh, 6, man. 42, 12.
Don't give away your lucky numbers. You don't want someone else out there.
I played the Powerball one time.
One time?
One time.
Oh, you can't win if you don't play.
That's true.
627. Anyway, speaking of can't win if you don't play, we will have coming up for you in a few minutes an opportunity to play the 6 o'clock showdown. When we come back, Kyle's going to have a Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you, and then, yes, we will put you on the clock. 7 questions in 60 seconds, those Marcus Theater passes. On the way tonight, it's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Coming your way on 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, KGYM. Back with more after this.
Napa Know-How.
If you've ever come close to leaving an entire counter full of items at checkout just because someone asked you to join a rewards program, we feel your pain. Luckily, there's Napa Rewards. Joining is easy, and if you can simply remember your phone number, you can get $5 back on your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So join Napa Rewards today and start saving money with every purchase. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
Guys, hurry into JCPenney for the men's wardrobe sale and save 50% on select suit separates, sport coats, dress pants, and more, including big and tall. Check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in-store and 60 waist at JCP.com. Plus, stack on the savings and get your coupon on the JCPenney app to save an extra 15%. Hurry, and soon, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 922 to 924. Some exclusions apply. See store at JCP.com for details. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.52%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin & Stocker began when Willa was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter, Kate, has joined the family at Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertin & Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
It is 6:30, time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one, here is the one, Kyle Mann.
UNI released its full wrestling schedule today for its upcoming season, the school's first season in the Big 12, and the Panthers will begin the year in Ames at the Harold Nichols Open on November 4th. Their home opener and first Big 12 duel will be with North Dakota State on November 19th. They host the UNI Open on December 9th. In Michigan football news today, Jim Harbaugh said today that former Iowa City West receiver, freshman Oliver Martin, could be in the mix to receive playing time for the Wolverines this weekend. Martin reportedly had a decent fall camp and put himself in position now to slide in after an injury to leading receiver Tariq Black. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders preseason schedule is about to pick up steam. They play their third exhibition tonight in Des Moines against the Des Moines Buccaneers, and they'll be playing six games over the next 9 days before opening the regular season in Green Bay on October 6th. The Gazette's Area Super 10 volleyball rankings were released today, and Cedar Rapids Jefferson still occupies the top spot, and deservedly so because they swept the second team on this list last night, that being Linmar in second with Xavier third. The top nine remains identical to last week with Marion sneaking in at number 10. The Twins and Yankees played their finale earlier this afternoon with the Yankees winning 11-3. New York appears locked in with the top AL wildcard spot, and Minnesota holds a one-game advantage over the Angels for the second. With no Twins, keep it here after the show for ESPN programming.
This is a bad look. I got to make sure, run down the list of people that could be offended by this. No, I think we're in the clear talking about it. This is a bad look for a paint company. Sherwin-Williams. Have you seen the story with the...
I missed it.
With the Angels? They have a giant bucket of paint at Angel Stadium. It's not an actual literal bucket of paint, but you can picture this in your mind. And they have a promotion where if an Angels player hits a home run into the giant bucket of paint, Sherwin-Williams donates $1 million to the Angels Baseball Foundation, which is their charity for kids. The Los Angeles Angels charity. Justin Upton hit a home run last night off Cody Allen that eventually made its way into the paint bucket, but it bounced.
Is that in the fine print?
It bounced in front of the can, and then on the hop it went in. And yes, the fine print says that the home run has to land on the fly in the paint bucket. And now they are trying to use the technicality to get out of making the $1 million donation. This is what I cannot understand. Because these corporations have people who work in public relations for them. And I don't understand how you don't have somebody that says, let's stop and think about this for 30 seconds. Is it worth all of the negative publicity by fighting this? Or should we give the $1 million donation? Not a single person there apparently stopped somebody from making a case of this. And so now, I guess there's no such thing as bad advertising, but this is a bad look for them, is it not?
Oh, and absolutely.
You see this all the time with companies. They are so short-sighted. They don't. Common sense doesn't exist anymore. If I were the CEO of that company and I had somebody who came into my office and said, "Hey, I've got an idea here. Why don't, even though we don't technically have to, why don't we write the $1 million check and reap all of the benefits of the positive publicity from making a $1 million donation as opposed to having somebody look, if we're talking about it here in Eastern Iowa, think of all of the other places where they're talking about it, and it's not necessarily painting that company in a good light, no pun intended. But there wasn't a single person with enough common sense to be able to say, hey, wait a minute. We can't fight this. This is a losing battle. We either lose $1 million or we lose in the court of public opinion, which is worse than giving $1 million to a children's charity. Nope. They decided, well, the letter of the law, the fine print, we don't have to give $1 million. This is not going... Well, I can tell you how this is going to end.
It's going to end with them giving $1 million.
It's going to end with them making the donation. So just make it in the first place. Good God. 635, we take callers number 1 and 2 right now. 319-366-1600, the 6 o'clock showdown. It's a Wednesday staple. 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you answer more questions than your opponent, you're going to win a pair of tickets, a pair of passes to the Marcus Theater Group. You can use it at any of their locations in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, or Coralville. This is not for a specific theater in their chain, but any of their theaters throughout the area. 319-366-1600. We shall meet our contestants when we return.
Is your power tool not working? Does your mower or chainsaw need maintenance? If you're having these issues with your power equipment or just need something tuned up, let the factory-trained technicians at Acme Tools fix the problem for you. We'll assess the issue and give you a free estimate to get it fixed. Mention this ad and we'll take 10% off your service work. For quality service work and parts, visit the Acme Tools Service Department and let us help you do your best work. Acme Tools on Blairs Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Need money for equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll? We can get you approved today and funded within 24 to 72 hours. You may even qualify for a cash advance up to $500,000 with no application fee. Funding is based on your business, not your credit score. Call Next Wave Funding today at 800-515-2219. That's 800-515-2219. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-515-2219. That's 800-515-2219. Next Wave Funding, the alternative solution to bank loans.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-814-2162. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-814-2162. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-814-2162. That's 1-800-814-2162.
Like all of history's great battles, and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
We head to Marion and bring Justin on. He is going to be on my team tonight. And in Troy Mills, we've got Owen. Gentlemen, how you doing tonight?
Good.
Pretty good.
All right, 7 questions, 60 seconds. The single most important bit of advice that I can give you is if you don't know the answer, just say pass, and whoever's asking the questions will move on to the next one. And if there's a tie, well, we'll deal with that later on. Alex, I am feeling very generous, so I'm going to allow you and Owen to go first. Justin, hang tight, be patient, be quiet, and you and I will get to our questions in a little bit.
All right, Owen, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, your 60 seconds begins right now. Which Big Ten West team does have a game this weekend? Illinois, Purdue, Wisconsin, or Northwestern?
Does have a game this weekend?
Does have a game.
Pass.
Sammy Watkins believes the earth is flat. What ACC school did Watkins attend?
Clemson.
What is the UNI football team's record going into its bye week? Jake Arrieta will face this team in his return to the mound this week.
Pass.
Tom Brady and this member of the first family were reportedly a thing at one time.
Pass.
Nebraska lost at home to this MAC school last weekend.
Illinois. Northern Illinois.
An incident at Yankee Stadium today has renewed calls for this in Major League Baseball.
The text line is saying Don Jr. That is not the correct answer.
No, that is
we had two correct answers there. So, Owen, hang tight. Justin, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Which Penn State player comes into the week with the third most receiving yards in the Big Ten?
Saquon Barkley.
Former welterweight champion Jake LaMotta died today at the age of 95. What 1980 boxing movie was LaMotta the subject of?
Raging Bull.
Which Kansas City Royal hit a home run last night to ensure that more home runs were hit this season in MLB than any other year in history?
Pass.
CBS Sports ranked their top 5 most underrated college football coaches today. What first-year Big Ten coach appeared on the list?
DJ Fleck.
Which hip-hop artist reportedly turned down an invitation to play during Super Bowl 51's halftime show?
Pass.
Cal's first-year head coach, Justin Wilcox, has the Golden Bears off to an impressive 3-0 start this year. What Big Ten West school was Wilcox the defensive coordinator at last year?
Nebraska.
We got ourselves a tie there, but luckily we have a question in reserve. So here's how the tiebreaker works. The first person to say their name will get an opportunity to answer the question. But if you don't get the question right, the other person automatically wins. So first person to say their name gets a crack at answering the question. If they're wrong, they lose. If they're right, the movie passes are theirs. Are we all on the same page?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, here's the question. The Arkansas Razorbacks will be wearing uniforms reminiscent to what NFL team when they play Texas A&M this Saturday? Owen, what do you got?
Dallas Cowboys.
Very good. The Jerry Jones tie-in kind of gave that one away. Justin, thanks for playing. Owen, hang tight. Congratulations. Kyle's going to tell you how you can get those Marcus Theaters movie passes. Good for any of their theaters in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, or Coralville. I thought we were on a roll there when we answered the two right out of the gate. And, well, then, Alex Gordon. hit the home run last night. More home runs than any other season in MLB. They are on pace to have more strikeouts than hits this year for the first time ever in MLB also. Jeff Brohm appeared on that top five underrated college football coaches list. He has Purdue off to a 2-1 start. Jay-Z said he was not interested in performing at halftime of Super Bowl 51. Justin Wilcox, the head coach at Cal, former defensive coordinator at the University of Wisconsin.
Which Big Ten team, Big Ten West team, does have a game this weekend?
Does.
That would be the aforementioned Purdue Boilermakers, led
Big
by first-year head coach Jeff Brohm. They will take on the Michigan Wolverines at Ross-Ade Stadium. Earlier today, I said that they were expecting a sellout. I saw a tweet earlier in the week where Mike Carmen of the Lafayette Journal and Courier was saying that...
Poor guy.
...that they were expecting a sellout, and I misconstrued that as they were already... They already sold the allotted tickets for the sellout, so I apologize for that. The UNI football team's record is 1-2 heading into the bye week.
Ain't good.
They'll have the bye week before Missouri Valley Conference play. Jake Arrieta will face the Milwaukee Brewers. That will be on Thursday. That will be tomorrow, correct?
Yes.
Tomorrow.
The series opens tomorrow. This was a two-game road trip to Tampa for the Cubs.
Tom Brady and this member of the first family were reportedly a thing at one time. No, it's not Don Jr. It would be Ivanka Trump.
And Giselle was running away, practically running away from TMZ the other day when they were asking her about it.
So take that for
Giselle's
what it's worth.
She's not happy. Tommy's going to be sleeping alone for a while.
And on a sadder note, an incident at Yankee Stadium today has renewed calls for this in Major League Baseball. Increase protective netting around the field.
Yeah, Todd Frazier fouled off a ball and hit a small girl. According to reports online, she is okay. They took her to the hospital. She's doing all right. Look, I'm as big of a baseball fan as any. I hate protective netting, but I always sit behind it, and it's only a matter of time. Just put the damn nets up, and people are going to hate it for about a month, if that even. And then they'll move on. They'll forget all about it. It's kind of like the way that I look at it is back when I used to smoke, I used to really hate the fact that restaurants and bars went smoke-free in Iowa. And then now I don't even remember what it was like to, you know, it just, you eventually get over that feeling and it's no big deal. It becomes the new norm. So put the nets up. The bad part is it's going to restrict access to the players, but there's not a ton of access to them anyway. But the best seats in the house are behind home plate, and they're behind the net. People pay premium, big-time dollars to sit behind a net as it is anyway. We had great seats for the Cubs-Cardinals game in July.
Behind
Big Ten Media Day, we were behind the net. So just put the damn nets up. This is absolutely amazing to me. Before we go to break here, this is... Wow. If you've been following along with the weather, you know that there have been a number of natural disasters that have struck with hurricanes, Irma and Jose, and what are we up to now? Maria?
Maria, yes.
Maria is the hurricane that just hit Puerto Rico. And NBC News is reporting that authorities think that it could be 4 to 6 months before electricity returns to Puerto Rico.
They also reported today, I believe, that everybody in Puerto Rico is without the whole nation is without power.
But for 4 to 6, imagine. Wow. And I saw some photos earlier today of Hiram Bithorn Stadium, which is the stadium where they've played some major league games at. Some exhibition games have been played there in the past. Very, very big part of baseball history in Puerto Rico, baseball history, and just absolute devastation down there. And I can't imagine 4 to 6 months without power. So if you think you've had a really crappy day and you're thinking life can't get much worse for you right now, just try to put yourself in the shoes of the people in Puerto Rico and remind yourself that if you had a crappy day, you get to wake up tomorrow and shower and have electricity and go about your daily life. And these people's lives have just been completely turned upside down. Javier Baez, number of players from
Yadier Molina.
Yadier Molina, number of players in Major League Baseball from Puerto Rico that have to just, their heads have to be spinning right now thinking about all their friends and family back on the island.
Also, a natural disaster in Mexico today.
A 7.1 magnitude earthquake.
Yes, and it affected, I think it did some damage to the Estadio Azteca, which will be hosting an NFL game, or is supposed to be hosting an NFL game in November. And reports from USA Today has the NFL weighing their options as to whether or not that game will take place. It will be between, or scheduled to be between, the Oakland Raiders and the New England Patriots. So this past month, between the earthquake and the hurricanes, and then I think that thing that gets forgotten about, the forest fires in the Northwest. It's been a rough about a month for natural disasters in North America.
Yeah, but people are saying mean things about Kevin Durant online. And let's keep it in proper perspective here, right? 6:50. We'll step aside, take our last break of the day. Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. And we will set the table, dessert and all, for what you're going to hear on Thursday's program. Back with more after this.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right. Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free 1 year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualify new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
Selling your house in the past was kind of a pain. It had to be perfect, right? Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty is routinely selling homes that used to sit for months in just days. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more, warts and all. The Cedar Rapids housing market is white hot, and right now, Pinnacle can get your price even if your home isn't perfect. Pinnacle can sell your home right now. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
Have you seen the Johns lately at TCB Pool Hall? No, not the two guys at the bar. I'm talking about the restrooms. No joke, 5 stars. But enough about that. TCB is a pool hall with 10 full-size tables you can rent by the hour, so you can play as long as you want. There are always interesting drink specials. I mean, you've got to have something to sip on between shots, right? Play pool, drink cold beer, use the John at TCB Pool Hall on the Pedball next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
It is 6:53, officially sundown, by the way, so happy Rosh Hashanah to all of our Jewish listeners out there. And this being Iowa, I have a feeling that would be probably a very, very shallow pool, but it is officially the kickoff of the Jewish New Year, correct? Apples and honey time, so I'm told. 319-366-1600, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Boy, we had fun today, and we barely talked about sports at all. My favorite type of show. Now, tomorrow, a little bit more traditional. We're going to be talking with, did I see this right? His name is Greg Pickle?
Gary.
Gary Pickle.
Pickle. Not to be confused with Gary Fickle.
From Who is not to be confused.
Color commentator on high school football
with Gary
games.
Fickle, the great Gary Fickle.
But Gary Pickle, who covers Penn State for...
I literally just got an email from him. It vibrated in my hands as we're talking about him.
I hope he's not listening.
Uh-oh. Maybe is he still on?
Maybe he's Jewish.
Just
and
wanted to confirm we're good to go tomorrow.
Okay, I thought maybe he was going to say thank you for saying happy Rosh Hashanah. Gary Pickle covers Penn State. We're going to be talking with Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com. And boy, I think Thursday and some of the topics we've touched on this week, I think we could have a very good woodja on the way tomorrow as well. Here's Kyle. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for all of your banking needs.
UNI released its full wrestling schedule today for its upcoming season, the school's first season in the Big 12, and the Panthers will begin the year in Ames at the Harold Nichols Open on November 4th. Their home opener and first Big 12 duel will be with North Dakota State on November 19th. They host the UNI Open on December 9th. In Michigan football news today, Jim Harbaugh said today that former Iowa City West receiver freshman Oliver Martin could be in the mix to receive playing time for the Wolverines this weekend. Martin reportedly had a decent fall camp and put himself in position now to slide in after an injury to leading receiver Tariq Black. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders preseason schedule is about to pick up steam. They play their third exhibition tonight in Des Moines against the Des Moines Buccaneers, and they'll be playing six games over the next 9 days before opening the regular season in Green Bay on October 6th. The Gazette's area Super 10 volleyball rankings were released today, and Cedar Rapids Jefferson still occupies the top spot, and deservedly so because they swept the second team on this list last night, that being Linmar in second with Xavier third. The entire top nine remains identical to last week, with Marion sneaking in at number 10. The Twins and Yankees played their finale earlier this afternoon, with the Yankees winning 11-3. New York appears locked in with that top AL wildcard spot, and Minnesota holds a one-game advantage over the Angels for the second. With no Twins, keep it here after the show for ESPN programming.
So I found out something about the Jewish religion earlier today that absolutely blew my mind. And it came to me via our good friend Jared Ahrens, who used to be the sports director at Channel 2 here in Cedar Rapids. And he was discussing the dietary restrictions of remaining kosher on Facebook with people because of Rosh Hashanah. And I did not realize this, but the kosher laws do not allow you to mix your dairy and your meat.
Yes. So you didn't know this?
I did not know this. And he said, I have never eaten a cheeseburger before. And my mind was literally blown. Now you can but you cannot eat it at the same time. So... And I was like, wow, holy cow.
I don't keep kosher, but I remember going to my first family function, my dad's side of the family.
Alex is Jewish.
And we were having burgers. And I asked my...
Can I have a cheeseburger?
My aunt, like, where's the cheese? Where's the cheddar?
Uh-oh.
Where's the cheddar?
I mean, they didn't really hold it against me, but they just said, oh, no, so, we don't have any tonight. My dad is like, shh,
and
stop.
I know.
Stop.
I know that makes me sound incredibly dumb and ignorant, but I always talk about I like to learn things every day, even if it means me admitting my ignorance. And I learned that earlier today, and it made me stop and think, holy cow.
No pun intended.
No pun intended.
Oh, you guys had a couple good ones today.
Score one for the Lutherans. Cheeseburgers, cheeseburgers, cheeseburgers. No Pepsi, Coke. The Todd Brommelkamp Show coming to a close for a Wednesday. We will talk to you tomorrow. ESPN programming on the way. Enjoy your evening.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the living herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources.